All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wings fans want to talk, they should. Who the hell are we blaming? And honestly, if this thing continues to careen off the rails like this and they miss the playoffs, how the hell with a straight face can you tell me this rebuild has lived up to your expectations? How? Eisenman's one of the elite GMs, but that doesn't mean this thing has gone the way that we hoped it would go. Now, if you make the playoffs, I really don't care what happens after that. But for you to have a 9-point lead on Jersey 2 weeks ago and to end up losing 6 in a row and in the fashion you're doing it, come on now. You got to turn these games off. They're non-competitive. Let's go to Nick to bat leadoff on what otherwise is a beautiful Wednesday. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
This is Mick.
Yes.
Mick like Jagger.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for tackling this issue. Free Press, MLive, Bet News, crickets. Everyone's still playing the sycophant game. There's plenty of blame to go around here, but with today's fight and practice, I think it's evidence the biggest finger is going to get pointed at Lalonde. I'd understand why the team's not ready to play. Clearly, I think you got a lot of guys, a lot of egos in that locker room. And I think, believe it or not, I think Larkin may have been the guy holding these guys at bay from each other. So it's not just the on-ice stuff. I think Larkin's been the player coach. And I don't think we realize all the problems behind the scenes, but sure as heck it looks like it. But beyond this, one of the big indictments on this organization as it's been built, Eisenman's got 2 draft picks playing. That's not acceptable at year 5. It's not. You can sit there and say, hey, these guys, we want overripe fruits. We're waiting for these guys to develop. I'm not looking for Edmondson to be a savior. I want to know who he is. Put him in.
Yep.
You can't tell me that Edmondson is worse than the epically bad Sherratt-Petrie combo, which, by the way, were on the ice for all 4 goals against in the first period yesterday. I want to see Eiserman do something radical. And this isn't just my idea. I heard it echoed by somebody on Twitter. Send somebody down, waive somebody, eat the contract, bench somebody. But for Christ's sake, show that you care.
There it is.
Because I'm telling you right now, they roll out with the same lineup as yesterday, as, you know, for tomorrow. I mean, I'm done. I'm turning this all off. I mean, it's not fair to have a team playing as well as it is, and for a guy to go out, you know what, you expect, you know, them to scuffle. Maybe, you're starting to split games here or there. The wheels didn't fall off the bus. The bus exploded. What's going on?
No, and Kenny is going to chime in with the hockey stuff. And Mick, I just want to comment on something you said, and it's a problem I think we're seeing nationwide and certainly locally. Uh-huh. What we are creating for people in the media is an echo chamber. We are allowing people with social media and team-friendly coverage to basically live in an alternative universe where they only hear what they want to hear. Then someone like me, like, look at what happened with Brad Holmes yesterday. Mick, I was the devil because I said I like Carlton Davis. I don't love him. That tepid criticism sent people into a tizzy.
I couldn't believe that caller. I couldn't believe that call.
It's crazy.
I really couldn't.
And again, like today, but we're going to do it later, Mick. The idea that Danielle Hunter went to Houston 2-49, and we sat here twiddling our thumbs. I don't have to go along with it. But if you, go read the Lions website. They'll tell you it's a measured, smart approach. We're poisoning people. People don't think for themselves. And the Eiserman thing, it's the same deal. Mick, how anyone could be in sycophant stage right now, 5 years in, with the way this product looks? I can't. I'm a human being. Kenny, go ahead. You had hockey take. Rico, no, then
no,
Kenny.
No, I don't think you... I don't think most fans realize it's been 5 years because you just keep saying, well, next year, until somebody says, well, you know, it's been 5 years now. Like, no, no. And you start counting on your fingers like, wait, oh, my God, it has.
Say certain things out loud. It surprises you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been 12 years since the Tigers made a World Series. Hey, it's been 40 since they won it.
Right. Hey, Campy took 4 years to make the tournament. He's been coaching for 40.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah, 24 years since the Big Ten team won the NCAA tournament.
Kenny, you got to let it go. They made it.
Congratulations. Mike, if you had four good shows in 40 years, do you think you'd still be employed?
Man,
no.
Man,
no,
I could say something, but it's too early in the week to get in trouble.
Kenny,
I'll let that to the imagination.
Yeah, congratulations. They'll get bounced real quick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What I was going to say about
ladder,
the wings, though.
Right, get the ladder out. We're cutting down the nets, baby.
Doesn't deserve any more of this show's time.
Respond to Mick's call, though, with the hockey portion of it.
So, to his first point, he said he wanted the lines mixed up. Oh, they're getting shaken up. I've seen what they're doing in practice right now. It's far different than what they trotted out. But even beyond that, what he said about do something, make a move. All you have to do is wave Hall, bench Petrie, bring up Edvinson. Tell me that somehow isn't better than 7 goals against Buffalo or no showing against Arizona.
I don't even think you need to know hockey to agree with it. It's make an equivalent to another sport. Why would I keep trotting Javi Baez out there when no one could be worse? Right? Same principle. It's the Wiseman principle. Why would I ever play James Wiseman? Anything's better. So yeah, you don't need to be Don Cherry to agree with that take. Let's go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
I'm glad you brought this up because I'm going to go back 2 years. Okay, first of all, we don't have a superstar on this team. We were looking for a second-line center. What do they do? They go out and they overpay for a third-line center in Kopp, who has been a complete disaster with his production. They get Sherratt, who was another huge payday. That's a total waste. So now we go to this year. He signs Costin and Wall. That's $5.5 million of wasted cap space because one's gone and one doesn't play. And you know what gets me? I'd rather see guys like Johansson and Edvinson. They got a kid, McIsaac, who's been decent in Grand Rapids for 3 years. He's going to be 24 years old, and they got him on loan over in Switzerland. They never even give the kid a chance to play. And they got these dinosaurs. They trade for Petrie, and they bring up they got Sherratt, Petrie, and Hall never plays. And I'll tell you what they're doing. They're ruining Seider because Seider has no one worth a crap that he's paired with. And this is the problem. And this is all on Yzerman. It's all on Yzerman. Yzerman brought in Lalonde as a coach. You know, he didn't go after a top center. He went after wingers that he's putting at center, like Compher. Compher's a winger, and they want to try to play him at center. You know, they bring in a cop who's basically a winger. They put him as a second line center. They need a top line second center or superstar, and they're afraid to do this. I don't know if it's Chris Illich doesn't want to spend any money or what the hell is going on, but they had money. And you know they're just making dumb moves. They're terrible down the middle. Foligno is not the answer.
Look,
Rasmussen is good and he's not good.
Dan, so, I think there's some parallels. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be provocative. Yeah. I'm just shooting you straight. There are some parallels to the way that Brad Holmes is doing business and Steve Yzerman's doing business. They like this balanced approach. They don't want to do long-term commitments. We're going to build depth. Yeah. And I'm like you, Dan. I just feel like if you're going to make exponential moves, yes, the depth helps. And, hey, they got more guys with 10 goals than anybody else. But you win with stars.
And I didn't, and Mike, I didn't even bring up the goalie situation. Beginning of the year, they had a chance to go out and possibly trade for a top line goalie, and they didn't do it. And that's another disaster. He signs two basically lame ass goalies in Lyon and Reimer, and somehow Lyon caught fire for a little bit.
But, he did,
but he's not now.
No.
You know?
No, and part now, of that is exacerbated by, let me be fair to the gentlemen who line up between the pipes. This defensive core, I mean, when you're giving up, I swear they gave up 60 shots against Colorado. Like,
yeah, I agree with that. The defense is the main issue, and he's done nothing but bring, and I just can't understand, you know, my theory, Mike, is this. If you're going to do a rebuild, and you're in year four or whatever, I'd rather see Johansson, McIsaac, and Edmondson up here playing every day, making mistakes as rookies, than watching 10-year veterans doing the dumbest crap you can do playing defense on the ice.
It's fair. I'm up against it, Dan. Appreciate it. We'll get more of your calls. I don't think he's wrong, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.